From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. 175 years ago today, Samuel Clemens was born. He's better known to readers as Mark Twain. This year also marks the 125th anniversary of the publication of his masterpiece, Huckleberry Finn. That book, like much of Twain's best work, focuses on life along the Mississippi River. But as Tom Vitale reports, it was largely written far from the Mississippi in upstate New York.
In 1874, Mark Twain's sister-in-law, Susan Crane, built him a writing cottage on Quarry Farm, her summer home in Elmira, New York. Today, the farm is a residence for visiting scholars, run by the Center for Mark Twain Studies at Elmira College. The center's director, Barb Snedeker, says Twain followed the same writing routine here for 20 summers.
Every morning after breakfast, he'd trudge across this front lawn, just as we're doing now, heading over to the stone steps that Susan Crane placed in the hillside. The smell of the woods and the birds and just the beautiful foliage, that was part of what he knew and loved.
When he got to the top of that hill, 100 yards above the house, Twain went into his study and wrote from 8:30 in the morning until 5 in the evening without a break. Quarry Farm overlooks the dairy country of the Chemung River Valley in the Finger Lakes district of western New York. In his letters, Twain called the farm the quietest of all quiet places. He described the view as an elevation that commands leagues of valley and city and retreating ranges of distant blue hills.
And most Mark Twain biographers think that Samuel Clemens, enjoying the beautiful view, the peace and tranquility, and looking at that river, that helped him remember his boyhood in Missouri along the Mississippi River.
The books Twain wrote in Elmira are among the most beloved in American literature, including The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, Life on the Mississippi, The Prince and the Pauper, and Huckleberry Finn, performed here by Hal Holbrook.
Jim and me, we found empty sacks in a log raft. We went off down that river together. We run nights and laid up and hid daytimes. We just let that raft float wherever the current wanted it to.
Twain first came to Elmira in 1868 to court Olivia Langdon, the daughter of the richest man in town. Twain was already the well-known author of a book of travel writing, The Innocents Abroad, but had yet to begin his novels. Twain and Olivia were married in 1870, had 4 children, and settled in a mansion in Hartford, Connecticut. But it was during the family's summers in Elmira that Twain did most of his writing. Michael Kiskis is a Twain scholar who teaches at Elmira College.
One thing about Clemens is he was always writing. But Elmira Quarry Farm gave him the separation from business deals, from publishing worries, that allowed him to focus his time and attention in a way that he could not do, I think, in Hartford.
The little study where Twain wrote, 12 feet across with 8 sides and a large window in each face, was built to mimic the pilot house of a riverboat. It was actually moved from Quarry Farm to the Elmira College campus for preservation in 1952.
This side and the other side, you'll see these little holes that now have the grates over them. Those were the cat doors. He absolutely loved cats and their company when he was writing in this building. I have a key to it now. I don't imagine he had to have a key in the 1800s. Probably know he smoked a lot. I don't know. He's averaged between 30 and 40 cigars a day. You got to think of smoke and cats and lots of paper and breezes coming through.
After dinner each summer night, Twain would sit in the rocking chair on the porch at Quarry Farm, looking out at the Chemung River, and read the manuscript pages he wrote that day out loud to his wife and daughters.
Once or twice a night, we'd see a steamboat slipping along in the dark, and every now and again, she'd belch a whole world of sparks up out of her chimney, and they would rain down in the river and look awful pretty.
His life in Elmira was far different from his youth in a Missouri river town. His father died when he was just 11, and Twain hit the road, working a variety of jobs. He traveled across the country and to Hawaii, Europe, and the Middle East. But in Elmira, Twain found something he never had, a stable family environment. Scholar Michael Kiskis.
He'd been such a vagabond for the years between 17 and 30 that this gave him a real chance to put down roots and to be kind of hugged by a big family, and I think he really appreciated that. If you look at the major novels through the major kind of frame of his career, look how many of them deal with questions of family.
For Mark Twain, Elmira represented family and the end of family. Twain is buried on a hill at Woodlawn Cemetery here, along with his wife, all his children, and his only grandchild, who had no children. The gravestones tell a sad story. His son Langdon died as an infant. His daughter Susie died when she was 24 of spinal meningitis. His wife died when she was 58. And his daughter Jean, an epileptic, died at age 29 when she drowned in her bathtub on Christmas Eve. Barb Snedeker.
You know, he just cannot comprehend that. He said he refuses to come to Elmira to see her buried here. He says he doesn't want to see another family member laid in the dirt.
Mark Twain stopped spending summers in Elmira after his daughter Susie's death in 1896. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.